coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale and crashing straight through the bathroom scale, here they are again, the hosts of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, Cliff and Kendall.
Hello! Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
That was my fat bubbling out.
Hello, hello, hello.
No, Cliff, this week we're in Lisbon, Portugal.
Oh, it's beautiful. Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn. She was at this historic landmark, that tower. What was the name of that tower that we were at? And she was there. She told...
Oh, the Bellum Tower.
Yeah, all the... are they Portuguese? The Portugalians? All the residents of Lisbon here in Portugal, about the beauty of rye and how important it is to grow and consume and weave with. And that was great. And now we're here. We're right outside the Lisbon Oceanarium.
We are. It's wonderful and it's beautiful. We are so lucky to go on this tour. I mean, it really makes you smile at life. That we get to, as bad as everything is, we get to see these beautiful sights and all these great cities and hear about rye all around the world.
It's great.
It's been wonderful. We are having the time of our life here. I can't wait to go in and see the aquarium.
Oh, you know what I really want to see is one of those big sharks.
Oh, do-do-do-do-do-do. I know, you know I love jokes.
I was hoping you wouldn't do that, but... But yeah, we're here, and we're going to get to go in after the show. We'll get Charles to break down the booth out here. He's in there now, and before I saw him go
in... They let him in there?
He had a fishing pole with him when he walked in.
God.
I ripped it out, I snapped it over my knee, but you know, I was worried because my number one fear in life is fish hooks.
Did you check his bag? He always has a backup fishing pole.
Kendall, I can't go into Charles's bags.
I don't want to go near his bag. The capital of Portugal is Lisbon. That's where we are. And we're talking about popcorn.
Popcorn. You know, even though we're at these wonderful sites, we have so many topical shows planned so far into the future that we just have to, you know, we can't spend all our time talking about the beauty of Lisbon, the amazing people of Portugal. We had already planned for this show to be about popcorn.
Yes.
Yeah, well... You know, people back in Bushtown listen. They're like, I want to hear about.
They don't, Lisbon's. You know. Yeah, only for so much.
Yeah. So we have to talk about popcorn too.
Because it still does come on 4 a.m. Sunday morning. KBSH, Rye 99 in Bushtown. Don't you miss Bushtown just a little?
No, of course I do. No, that's when people really want to hear about popcorn, Cliff.
Right.
Now, I went to the Benfica.
Can you say that on the air?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
To see some football in Cliff, I was sadly disappointed.
Bullshit! Because you went to see football.
I thought I was going to see real football, and it was soccer. Why can't we just call it the same thing?
Now, I was really offended by one thing. Most people in Portugal have been wonderful, but I went. I was there. I took Opie, just me and Opie, and I took him to the elevator de Santa Justa, which is an antique elevator with city views, and they wouldn't let me on.
Cliff, if you'd asked me, I would have told you the weight limit is too low.
Well, usually for a roller coaster, they have must be this tall, and they had a sign, you cannot be this wide for the elevator. And I couldn't. Just one of the attendees held Opie and took him up.
Yeah, they have a little box. Like if you're worried you might be too big, you have to walk through it. And if you can't get through it,
took me 40 minutes to get out of that box.
I wish I could have seen that.
You were at the damn football game.
Well, I there only shortly, but I did get some popcorn.
Okay, well tell me about popcorn.
All right, yeah, let's talk about popcorn. Americans eat about 7.
Excuse me. Oh, my. I've brought some popping corn with us.
Oh, good. That's what
I love popcorn. Oh, you know, when I was...
Yeah, I can't eat it at all.
Please don't. crunch so loudly, Kendra. You're grossing me out.
Sorry.
When I was a boy, your popcorn was quite the delicacy, boy.
You know, sometimes you would get it once a year if you were lucky.
Oh, once a year. And if you were very lucky, you could have two whole kernels to yourself.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was more of a Christmas Eve, very special occasion type.
You didn't have it in your stockings. You remember that, dear?
Oh, yes.
Enough about the old days.
I recall one Christmas in my youth, I reached to the toe of my humble stocking, and there was a kernel of corn popped from years previous, and I, of course, ate it because it was such a beautiful memory, and I loved popping corn.
So you guys have been in the aquarium.
Oh, but it got stuck in my teeth, and it actually rotted out one of my incisors.
Oh, it's a wonderful story.
I required extensive dental surgery.
Let's talk about the aquarium. Have you been in?
Have you been there? Oh, yes, dear. Well, the penguins inside were wonderful. They had little tuxedos on. Waddling around.
Fonky kept pointing to them and saying, penguin, penguin. She's a genius,
Fonky,
dear.
Loved the penguins. She loved them. They were so wonderful.
She was educating the other children there. You know, Fonky, I don't know if she's genius level or not, boss.
Oh, she's definitely genius level.
But
definitely.
I think so. And I don't know how, but she's gotten your intellect, dear.
Oh, dear, do go on.
She's quite as intelligent as you. It's stunning to watch.
Well, and she's very well versed as you are, dear.
Oh, I verse her nightly, boss.
Well, all right, why don't you guys go see if you...
We're going to go see the shark.
Oh, it's shark feeding time. Oh,
they say they got little goggles. You can watch them, dear, under the water.
Dear, we must get there before the goggles run out.
Quick, move along. Excuse us, coming through.
There's some goggles.
Oh, I want to go see the sharks.
Well, I'm sure if they're like
going to have a second feeding time,
they'll eat again.
Yeah, they're anything like us.
Now, Kendall, popcorn kernels, they pop up to 3 feet in the air.
Whoa.
Would you shit your pants if you just were walking along and a popcorn kernel popped up and hit you in the knee?
I think I might.
I know Mr. Snodbottom would.
Oh, my God. Cliff, you know that Americans eat enough to fill the Empire State Building 18 times a year. And that's our popcorn budget alone.
But what about people who aren't us?
No, none of that snooty, like, plain popcorn. We need, like, the cheddar.
I want the canned popcorn.
Oh, God, yeah, when you mix the caramel and the cheese and the butter.
You can have the butter.
Get me a bucket. Well, I only like it when you mix it. I don't like it by itself.
Oh, Americans, right? Kendall, did you know this? This reminded me of us, this popcorn kernel of knowledge.
Uh-huh.
The world's largest popcorn ball was 12 feet in diameter and weighed 5,000 pounds.
Oh, almost.
Just like us.
It's almost got our girth.
Almost. It's all.
Cliff, both the American Diabetic Association and some other association, they both say that popcorn can be exchanged for bread for people on weight control diets, Cliff. So go get some popcorn instead of all this that bread that we've been eating on this tour of the world.
Now, Kendra, I want to put a stop to a violently out of date habit.
What's that?
You know this? Unpopped popcorn kernels, they're called spinsters or old maids.
Oh, no.
Misogyny at its worst.
Misogyny.
Come on.
Dates back to the kernels.
Let's refer to them as the unpopped.
Gotta be so politically correct with the popcorn.
Why make fun of the spinsters and old maids?
I'm just kidding. I'm with you. I don't want to make fun of them.
I don't want people looking at me like I'm an unpopped kernel.
This is just hitting a nerve, I can see.
Speaking of getting on my nerves, Kendall, you know, the other day we were at the Triumphal Arch. And it was just such a beautiful sight. And we stood for so many hours while we thought Crockpot was sketching us. Turned out she was sketching like this bug that was crawling on a piece of litter. But
well, and I was standing so still, too.
You were. And I know you were like, I've got a cramp in my leg. Cramp. And we just stood there. But anyway, it was a beautiful sight to see the Triumphal Arch here in Lisbon.
It was beautiful. I can't get over all the sights. You know, I could talk about them for hours. But instead...
Then go on about...
But instead... Why don't we check in with some people back in Busheltown?
Okay.
We've got some letters.
Okay. All right, so this was some mail forwarded to us here.
Uh-huh.
right?
Yes.
It's just a stack of mail.
Okay.
You want to read one first?
Yeah, there's a stack of mail here.
Read it.
No, here, you open this mail.
Okay. Oh, it's a clip. It's from Sheriff Frog Blast. It's me.
Is it a towing notice?
No, he said you've left a whole bunch of towing notices. Hey, Kendall, just want to let you know.
Your car has been crushed into a cube. You have 24 hours to move your cube.
Oh, no. And this was dated 3 days ago. No. Just want to let you know, whatever you're trying to grow at your desk, some sort of science experiment was causing complaints from the smell, and we had to break into the annex building and get rid of it. That was Charles.
What was he doing?
Who knows? There's all kind of shit on my desk all the time.
I don't know. Probably
it's like
just
moldy and gross and disgusting.
Moldy shit.
Boogers. He's right up on the desk.
Molded boogers. Mm-hmm. Well, Kendall, that is upsetting.
It is,
to say the least. Here, here's one. Oh, look. Oh, dear Cliff, this is Bonnie Boozler from the Bushelltown Library. Oh,
uh-oh.
Shit. Why haven't you shown up for your volunteer shifts this week?
Oh. Did you not tell her?
I forgot. We were so caught up.
Oh, my God. Cliff, you have to tell people and you're not going to be there.
Oh, it says if you'd like to be taken out of rotation, Snapchatter. Oh, I totally forgot. I don't know. I'd have to get Fonky, probably. Whoops.
Should I read another one?
Why not? We've got this mail here.
All right. Cliff is from the Erotic Bakery.
It's just mail, everybody. Yeah, what?
Hey, guys. We know you're... Whoa. We don't like when you belch that far away. We know how far away from Bushelltown you are, but wanted to make sure that you have some good treats to eat on the road that won't upset Mr. Snodbomb's bow, so we sent you some mini pops and micro muffins for the road. Tell Mrs. Potter Butterchurn to give her our best, and we hope everyone is sick. Lovely.
Oh,
get those dongs out.
Oh, how many times have I said that today? Oh, look, here's another. It's another letter.
All
right. Oh, let's see. It says, dear Cliff and Kendall.
Oh.
Maybe this says that's a problem for us to solve. Let's see. Dear Cliff and Kendall, just a heads up that while you're out of the country, my new poodle Fifi will be using your studio annex as a doghouse while I record my show each night in the main KBSH building. Oh, and FYI, Fifi is not housebroken and loves to shred furniture, wallpaper, and basically anything within her reach. Oh, and that sounds sincerely Dolores.
Dolores.
Oh,
that's what was on my desk.
Maybe so. Has anyone heard from Fifi lately?
Sheriff Frogbust didn't mention.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I got one more clip here.
All right.
I cannot read this. Oh, it's just a whole bunch of letters. Oh, signed Dr. Blathers.
Did anybody proofread that? Oh, let's see. Last one here in the pile, Kendo. Listeners are like, but really?
Is it?
Aren't there any search on the floor? That's got to be more.
We want more.
This is Dear Cliff. Our records show you have not returned the DVD. Look who's talking now.
Oh,
shit.
No.
It was due January 5th, and as per our membership policy, late fees double daily. Oh, my God. Yours truly, Bushelltown Video Tanning and Chiropractics.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
You're in trouble.
But it had Diane Keaton and Danny DeVito were the voices of the dogs. And, you know, I drink my wine with ice like Diane Keaton does.
Well.
Something's got to give, Kendall.
Look who's talking now. Cliff, and I got to take a break. I'm so hot.
Is it always this hot in Lisbon?
It's just this booth.
It's
so hot. The sun is like baking us.
Maybe it is. All right. I'm going to go see if they have any ocean-themed, like, ice desserts.
I'm gonna go jump in that pool over there to cool. Oh, no, that's
no, the they're good. They'll mistake you for a whale. They won't let you out. All right, let's go to a break.
Okay.
Hey, you've made it this far. It'd be a shame to give up now. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
I like to keep fit, but no matter how hard I try, sometimes I have a problem. Constipation. That's when I do something very simple. I take a very special laxative called Doxidan. In this little tasteless capsule are two liquid medicines. One an excellent laxative, the other an effective softening ingredient. Gentle Doxidan. Doctors and pharmacists have been recommending it for years. And they should know. Want to feel fit and back to your old self in no time at all? Doxidan can do it.
Good things come to those who wait. While you're waiting, get ready for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Oh, no.
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back
to Lisbon,
Portugal.
We're that was here. Good, like we rehearsed
it. But listeners know we never rehearsed
no.
anything.
They know it's
ever.
Better than that.
And we're talking about popcorn.
It's America's favorite snack food by volume, Cliff.
I've heard such.
I thought you might have. We got a big mass email.
Certain dark corners of the world, I've heard things.
The writers are slacking lately. I think they might just be like one person still writing in LA sending us stuff.
I guess it's Betty Cratchit. I thought she used to have a team.
She didn't. They all
her.
Left.
Well, we haven't seen them in so long. How would we know? Now, Kendall, when I think about popcorn facts, if I were...
I think, what a wonderful snack.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful snack.
You're welcome, listeners.
It's not Michael Bublé live in Lisbon. Just Cliff and Kendall coast to coast. That old KBSH Ride 99 talk show / internet, whatever. All right. Kendall, do you know popcorn comes in two shapes? Not fat and fatter like us.
What?
I'm talking snowflake or mushroom. And because snowflake-shaped corn is bigger, guess what movie Fat Cats sell?
You know, Cliff, being...
on it!
Being vegetarians.
Oh, yeah.
People are always like, you don't get enough protein. There is just as much protein, if not more protein, in one kernel than in a bowl of cereal.
Than in a whole steak.
Than a whole steak.
And a cup of plain popcorn contains 31 calories.
Ooh.
You will burn fat eating it.
Oh, dear. Sorry to interrupt, dear.
We just had the most extraordinary whale show.
It was wonderful. I got you a shirt, dear. Look at this.
Oh, this is just a medium. I'll never fit into this.
Is that what it says? A medium? I can't see. I thought it said an extra, extra large.
I told you need a triple X.
Yeah, I thought it said triple X.
Triple X? Do you have to say that so loud? We are outside the Lisbon Ocean area.
Dear, I am so sorry. Well, look, we're going to take this back and return it and get... What size do you need?
Listen, dear, let's talk about this later.
Oh, quite right. It's a touchy subject.
My bowel medication has been a little off lately, and I'm afraid the jet lag has made us all a bit cranky, and I hope we're just all... Friends, dear.
Of course.
We're a family.
Oh, it's making him very emotional, dear.
The beauty of the whale show. When he jumps from the water and crests it over the top. It ate the fish in midair, boys.
You know, if you look in my mirror in the bathroom, that wouldn't be so great to you because you'd see it every day.
You know, I feel like I see a whale show every time I'm sitting across from Kendall recording this.
Ooh, hey. Be nice to
Let's
each
be nice, boys. Kindness first. This year.
Why are you all over the place?
You know, I declared 2017 to be the year of kindness, boys.
The year of the whale.
Oh, boy. Come along, dear. You know, I think they're about to feed the penguins.
Oh, dear, I love the penguins.
They're so jolly.
All right. What I have done?
Oceanarium. What would I do?
What would I do? Cliff, I overheard someone here in Lisbon this morning, and they had a little one of those little posable Jesus action figure dolls, and they're like, "Oh, look, it's like what would I do?" And I said, "Oh, they've been listening to our show."
Wow.
Great
that
little anecdote.
Kendall, Steven Spielberg.
Stop right there. I'd go crazy and die.
Kendall, Steven Spielberg. Uh-huh. Billy Crystal and Billy Joel are drowning in a lake, and you only have time to save one of them. What would you do?
But that's when I just jump in and drown with them. I'm going down with them.
Take me with you, boys.
That is, you know, that's the... Sorry, there's nothing I can do except for die. I'm going to go to the same answer that you give me in an impossible situation. I'd rather die.
All right,
Cliff, what would you do in this situation? You buy two very expensive tickets for you and your producer to go see a great game of football, but when you get there, it turns out to be soccer.
Well, on the way, I take control of the vehicle and turn us towards a more desirable location.
Maybe you should go to that lake and help me save those three drowning perfect people.
If there's time, Kendall, right. Kendall, what would you do in this... how about this? Kendall, you're a door-to-door salesman, yeah. And you decide to go inside a spooky old house where you find... a man with scissors for hands.
Ooh.
What would you do?
Well, I'd see if he knows how to cut hair in bushes.
In bushes.
And I'd make a mint in Busheltown.
I'll make a mint.
There you go.
All right.
All right, Cliff, so here you go. You've been walking around the city, but you're in a rush to get back to the booth to record a show, mm-hmm. And then you immediately get on this train and you run into Jake Gyllenhaal. And he says, do you want to grab a bite to eat?
I do whatever he says.
Okay, all right.
All right. Well, I mean, was there anything?
No, I just want to see what you do. You do whatever he says.
Duh.
Gotcha. You just leave me hanging in the booth to do my own show.
Fuck that. Kendall, guess about this.
Guess it.
Now, we know that the Arco de Rua Augusta is, you know, one of the tallest places in Lisbon. You got your majestic views on every side.
Mm-hmm.
And you're viewing the Plaza de Comercio from the tippy-tippy top of the Arco de Rua Augusta. And, oh no, it's, you know, it's really tall. And you slip on a small puddle of some random liquid and you topple over the side. Kendall, suddenly you're plummeting toward the riverfront square at an alarming rate. What would you do?
Well, first I would scream out at Charles for probably leaving that puddle of whatever that was.
Probably empanada sauce.
And then I'd probably like do some fun, like, design, like when you're dying on a diving board. I'd do like a cannonball or something. Because if I'm going out with a bang. And I'd say, look at the Cliff and Kendall Coast to go.
I'd do some twirls in the air.
Why not?
That's what I'm saying. Why not?
All right, I got one more.
Oh, okay.
This is it. This is it, Cliff.
I'd go back to the other one and do whatever Jake Gyllenhaal said.
All right, you've been eating huge amounts of popcorn.
No.
You're walking around just before you go into a very quiet museum and realize that you have all these kernels stuck in your teeth and you need to constantly spit them out.
Oh.
What do you do?
You spit them.
Oh, Cliff, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn is screaming somewhere right now at the breach of etiquette.
Oh.
All right, great.
Oh,
that's what we did.
Oh, stop screaming, Dave.
Oh, dear, I felt something terrible was happening to you.
Oh, no. You know, she felt as a breach of etiquette, Bowers.
Oh,
I hope you
no,
haven't
there's
been
no breach of etiquette
spreading
here.
Controversy on
no,
the air.
Oh, gosh, no.
No, I just
we would
said
never do that.
Something about I said like I would spit out kernels.
Oh, gosh, dear. Never.
Oh,
never
calm
would you
down.
Do that.
Oh,
I need to sit down.
Oh,
I'm getting dizzy.
Take some deep
I'm
breaths.
Getting dizzy. Please, I need to sit down. Crockpot,
can
you give me a nice cool
rag? I'm sorry for all of that. Kendall, and that's something everybody should know.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
All right, time for the game. Hey.
Here we are. Walking down the street.
Yeah.
Get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, we're Cliff and Kendall. People know we're big, fat, and round.
Oh, yeah.
But we're too busy eating to hear any other sound.
That's the first verse of our 6-minute new theme song for Things You Should Know.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. And I know you're going to know the answer to this.
Well, why even bother asking?
Well, you know the answer to everything.
Listeners and critics are like, why even bother recording this?
But how many cups are in a butter? Or how many cups of butter are there in a pound?
Two?
Yes! I told you you'd know it.
And you were right.
See, that's something I knew.
Kendall, what creature's name was derived from French words meaning spiny pig?
Spiny pig. Charles the Contractor.
No.
Porcupine.
The Porcupine.
Oh, ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding,
ding, ding. Ring a ding, ding.
All right, Cliff. Blah, 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 blah.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ring, ring, ring went the bells. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings.
Cliff, what TV show's theme song is suicide is painless.
And suicide is painless. It brings on many changes. And I can take or leave them if I please. Oh, Kendall, it's the show. It's what I would do if I ever saw Jake Gyllenhaal. I'd run up to him and mash him.
Mash him dead.
No, really, I would go up to Jake Gyllenhaal and I wouldn't go up to him. I would just go near him and fall down and hope that he would be kind. You're like, all right, I'll try to heave you back up off the floor. Kendall, let me ask you this. What Nevada City is nicknamed Glitter Gulch, Dice City, and Lost Wages?
Is that Las Vegas, Cliff? Oh,
I can't believe you got it.
Oh, shut your mouth.
I'm kidding.
Shut your mouth.
That was don't you know sarcasm when you hear it?
Yeah, I hear. What year was the Berlin Wall erected?
Erected?
Don't talk about erected either. Yes, erected.
64.
No.
No.
Wrong.
1830.
No, you were so close with the first one. 1961.
Oh.
But 1830 was a nice second.
That was a logical second guess.
Yeah.
Kendall. What numbers on the first roll of the dice make you crap out?
7. Oh, crap. 2. 1. Snake eyes.
2, 3, 12. I don't know what that means, but I liked it that it had crap out in it.
Well, 2 or snake eyes.
Snake eyes. Who knows? Kendall, just because you're a magician and have cards doesn't mean you know a damn thing about dice.
No, I don't. That's why I didn't get that answer. Now, you asked me something about cards. It would have been a different ending to that.
Ace of spades.
And that's all the time we have today for things you should know.
Oh, no, I have one more for you.
Oh, God, we have more things you should know.
Now, if you need to phone a friend on this one, I'll let you.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
How many dice are used to play Yahtzee?
Who would I call?
Who would you call?
Mr. Snodbottom.
Who do you know? Oh, no, they're standing over there near the dock. Why are they putting those feet?
Mr. Snodbottom.
Hey, Kendall needs you.
Oh, dear. Don't make me run alone.
Oh, dear, I'm coming. I brought my ancient, dear. Why would I leave?
Just a joke, boy. You know, I'm trying to lighten the mood. What do you need, Kendall boy?
All right, okay. We're doing things you should know.
I'm always happy to be of service.
I know you are.
Just simply tell me what you need.
I'm about to tell you.
Anything for you, Buzz. You know you're like family.
I appreciate that so much. So we are doing things you should know, and Cliff has asked me this question. How many dice are there in the game of Yahtzee? And I thought maybe you might know. Of course.
Can you believe someone doesn't know how many dice?
We've never played Yahtzee here.
Oh, my.
It wasn't call a friend for an insult.
Oh, my knee.
You know what? I'll just answer it online.
Five.
Clear. I'm going to go with 5.
Yes, it was 5.
Oh, yes. I got one.
5? Do they still make 5 Alive, the juice drink?
5 what?
Didn't you know you never used to drink 5 Alive?
No, I probably was drinking like buttermilk. That sounds really fattening. I don't know. Buttermilk's very good for your digestive system.
Dear, and my bowels heard the word digestive system.
Oh, my, let's get you out of here.
They're becoming alive.
Come along.
Hopefully they can bring one of those hoses over here and just hose them.
Gosh, I hope so. 5, Cliff.
4, 5. 3, 2, 1, and it's sad.
It's sad, Cliff. Humans love sex. We need sex. It's how we connect. It reminds us we're alive. It's the third most basic human need after food and a good movie popcorn, Cliff. And that was Billy Crystal.
Oh, my God. I didn't know where Billy Boy was going with that.
I know. I wanted to keep you guessing.
Kendall, hearing nuns' confessions is like being stoned to death with popcorn. And that was said. Oh, he didn't mean... Sorry. He didn't want to be mean. It was Fulton J. Sheen.
Oh, that was a good one, Cliff. That was a good one.
Good one, Fulton.
The laziest man I ever met put popcorn in his pancakes so they would turn over by themselves. And that was W.C.
Oh, W.C.
Cliff and Kendall, it's time.
C.C. Rider.
Cliff, take us home, please.
Oh, my gosh. Do you think they have, like, those things that you can touch in here in the oceanarium?
Oh, Cliff, that sounds dirty.
Oh, my God.
I mean the stingrays, yes. Right? Let's go see.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kindle Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkindle.blogspot.com.